Okay. Well, the field guide, it's basically strategies and tools to mitigate hate speech, especially on social media as well as offline. This field guide, it's mainly meant for South Sudanese, for in the South Sudanese context. You know, when Defy Hate Now first came to be, it was really, really difficult trying to get information both online or on papers that has been written to fit the perfectly context of South Sudan. So over the years that Defy Hate Now has been working in South Sudan, as they come up with a program to do, they ended up getting more ideas on actually this is could be the context of South Sudan. Mm-hmm. So they thought, by the end of those 4 years, since 2015, by the end of those 4 years, I mean 3 years, we need something that can be left behind, that could be used for the next years, that will mean is the context of South Sudan. So each and every chapter you read in this book, mm-hmm. Give the example of South Sudan, how hate speech is being used. It gives the guidelines on how actually a hate speech could be in South Sudan.
Right. Yeah. And now to over to you, Parach. Hate speech, if I may use the Germany ambassador's words, it's planted in the heart and it goes on for years. And that's why it's important to defy it now. What are some of the approaches being used to address hate speech and help victims of hate speech?
Thank you, Irene. Like one of the first being used to combat online hate speech and social media propaganda is that we try to engage the stakeholders and the youth at a grassroots level, telling them that any violence in society begins with hate and bias and stereotype. So what we are trying to control is the biasness and the stereotype, name calling, and is what this social media hate speech mitigation field guide is. The gap is trying to bridge something that fits in our context, name calling like MTN, Coward, Door, Nyam Nyam. That's what is contained in the field guide. You can go on Google and on internet, search mm-hmm. about hate speech, but none fit in our context. So social media mitigation field guide was developed only for South Sudanese. Mm-hmm. That is, it is meant for anyone who want to become a positive influencer, someone who wanted to impact at the grassroots. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Yes. So basically you mentioned about this name calling and you know, calling people is stereotyping basically. In this particular, you know, guide on this book of mitigating hate speech, apart from this name calling, what else are there in the South Sudanese context that we can consider hate speech?
Okay. Some of the things that are actually in the field guide, it is a guidebook that is so diverse. It actually gives you a brief introduction of how identity informed tribalism. Because if a hate doesn't come from nowhere, it comes like when you actually confine yourself that you belong to a certain community. So we tackle it at you know, at the top of the pyramid, at the bottom line. So in order to control hate, you control it at the bottom ground, such as discrimination, how to control violence related issues that later contribute to violence.
Right.
Yes.
Ator, what have been some of the major obstacles in this fight?
Well, one of the major one is that trying to, you know, we're trying to approach our government for that. And at some point, it was not so clear to them what exactly we're doing. Mm. So in our last attempt, during when we were almost launching, we approached Ministry of Information. Mm-hmm. And it was a great welcoming from them. Because they thought if there is actually a group of young people coming together to address this issue of social media hate speech among ourselves and using social media responsibly, that is a great way to go. So now that was one of our main challenges. So we have managed to you know, take a big step to it.
Great.
Yes. And then sometimes some of the main challenges is that when you look at South Sudan context, some of the things we refer to as hate speech, they are not actually hate speech. Mm-hmm. So it becomes difficult when you're trying to talk to people to look at it like what you're doing is actually not good. Like, for example, now, early girls' marriages or forced marriages, this is part of hate speech towards all. This is a part of discrimination towards women. But in our culture, some of them are like the rightful of the culture. So trying to address such issues become an issue, become a challenge. Though we are trying to bring in more women to look at it in the concept of how can we, you know, benefit women and develop the nation as well.
Great.
Yes. Okay, and another challenge that I would like to add is that we are fighting in the vacuum, because our country does not have a law that actually criminalizes hate speech. So it's not in our constitution to tell someone that, you know, he's responsible for
spreading hate,
hate speech. So there's no line between hate speech and a free speech. So it's like we are fighting in a vacuum. And it's hard to tell someone, like she mentioned earlier, that this is a hate speech. And a hate speech depends on your personal interpretation and the context. What might be a free speech to you is a hate speech to someone.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned earlier about this highlight of this particular field guide. Well, tribal alignment meets conception on cultural diversity and conflict narratives based on tribal affiliation have been the key ingredients reinforcing the conflict. Now, how can you tell us, or can you tell our listeners, how important diversity basically is?
Okay. You see, Sebit, if you look at my five fingers, they are not the same. Or anybody figures are not the same, they're different. That's how we human beings or South Sudanese are. We are not the same. But we are different. But if diversity is seen in a way like you look at your fingers, trust me, we will prosper. Like, they are your five fingers, but they totally have a different role in your daily work in life. So we should accept our differences, regardless of our political affiliation, where we come from, what you believe in, the food that I eat, whether you're Nyam Nyam, Jenge, or MTN, or anything, or Dor. Whatever name you give to each other, we should accept our differences. And if we accept our differences, you know, we will live in a society that is full of love, unity, and harmony. And, you know, it's unfortunate that South Sudanese, you know, they love each other, but the problem is that there are certain things in a society that have actually been given a ground, such as bias and stereotype.
And then to add to what he's saying, also, if we understand that we belong to different identity in this world, some of them we don't choose them. Some of them it's because of the way we are raised.
In like fact, most of them we don't choose. Yes.
Exactly. Like, for example, if I'm a female, so why hate me on the basis of me being a female, or disrespect me, or discriminate me? I didn't choose to be one. The same way, if you're born into a tribe, you didn't choose to be born into that tribe. So it's a matter of accepting yourself and give way to accept the others, and we can live in coexistence. And I believe that diversity is a beautiful thing that could actually bring in more aspect of business and economy to the country, instead of hating each other and demeaning ourselves on the basis of which tribe you come from.
Right. And finally, before I let you go, back to the field guide, what will it be used for? And how will it be used?
Okay. The field guide, it's a guideline, as it's exactly the name says. It's a guideline on how to train people on basically awareness of hate speech, how to mitigate hate speech, and how to, you know, verificate fake news, rumors, and fake images on social media. As we all know, when the war broke out, some social medias were being used negatively towards South Sudan. So some of these images are not even correct. So how do you verify them? And the social media field guide give you those guidelines to go about it. And then it's also give you the guidelines as journalists on how to do your work without necessarily falling into the prey of hate speech. Because, you know, sometimes we find even our important people use it. So as a journalist, how can you report it without necessary reporting hate speech?
All right, just before you go, finally, your final message is especially on the issues of hate speech and hate speech mitigation.
All right, we are just telling South Sudanese that you own the country belongs to you. So especially the youth, take the ownership of the country. Tomorrow belongs to you, it doesn't belong to anybody. And that's why we are here today, regardless of wherever you are or whatever thing you do, building a country is a collective responsibility for everybody. So don't wait for a peace to be signed in Addis Ababa. And the little contribution you do has a much bigger impact.
Thank you. Thank you, Paraj. Finally, Kim?
I want to say that love begins at home. Like they say, charity begins at home. Learn to love yourself, love your family members, and spread that love to your neighbors, and you'll spread it to the South Sudan at wide. Yeah.
Thank you.
We should know that we are 64 tribes with different cultures, different lifestyle. And if you accept yours, you can naturally accept the other ones and let it be something positive to you rather than being negative to you.
Thank you.